Blog Talk Radio.
Reports. I am Bethany. Well, you know, Beth. Some of you might not know my full name. So I might assume Elizabeth. That's my mother's name. Beth, a.k.a. Be True. Here I am live in full effect this Wednesday, hump day morning. It's October the 3rd, the first day of the Mississippi State Fair. I'm in the capital city of Jackson, Mississippi. And for 12 days, we have the Mississippi Fair here. It's kicking off today, and we're super, super excited, those of us here and those that are visiting. There's a lot of new rides and a lot of new vendors and so on. I will be visiting the fair on tomorrow. Also, I'll be working a little, too, because I'm volunteering at the Mississippi Republican Party's booth that is located in the Trademark Center. So if you're out at the fair in the early a.m., come by and say hi, you know, and, hey, and get some campaign material and, you know, and just say hi. Because that's especially those of you that will be stopping by the fair on during your lunch hour on Thursday. But the fair begins today and it ends on October the 14th. And so been watching. Right now I'm watching 16. The volume is turned down, but Andrew McKenzie of 16 News is having a blast this morning talking to the different vendors and getting a taste of some of the food. But this morning we are talking about the topic is the size matter. And Belinda Boss is scheduled as guest this morning, but if she does not make it, I will talk with you regarding slumber parties. By BelindaBostic.com. I'll talk with you about the top five sellers right now. But as if you tuned in last Wednesday, or if you missed the show and listened, you hear they have new products with Slumber Parties. And Belinda is definitely super excited about those products, which entered the market on the 1st. But I will talk with you regarding the top five sellers of on her website, and provide you all the proper information, and you all check out her website at Slumber Parties by Belinda Bostic. But there, maybe she'll call us before the end of the live broadcast, but we have so much to talk about regarding the size matter. Feel free to call, guys, ladies. The size really matter. The number is 714-409-0614. But like always, I'm always sharing my research. I have shared articles and videos on Twitter and LinkedIn and, you know, of course, Facebook this a.m. regarding the topic. So it'd be fun and interesting. Oh, she's online right now. She's with us this morning. So it's always fun to hear from her. But love Belinda. And also tonight is a big night. The presidential debate tonight. You know, that's really important. I'm looking forward to seeing this debate and hearing this debate. I'm praying that both candidates focus on what they can do, you know, instead of just not mudslinging at each other, because that doesn't help us and it doesn't help them either. But provide us with the proper, and I know it's a debate, and debate is all about battling, but at the same time, provide us with the proper answers that we, the people, need, right? So super excited about that. So on tomorrow's show, of course, we'll be talking entertainment, lifestyle news, and beauty news, but most definitely recapping and reviewing tonight's broadcast of the presidential debate, the very first one. So this is very important and should be exciting also. So, happy birthday today is your birthday. I think it is Gwen Stefani's birthday. So, I will be sharing that. You know, I love talking about today in history, but we do have Belinda online. I don't know if she's only going to spend a few minutes with us on the entire broadcast. You know, we had so much fun last Wednesday when I attended the Power Pink event on Friday. There was a woman we were talking about how important it is. She was telling me about medical toys, and then I was telling her about the good advice that Belinda shares with us, and to be sure to tune in to this morning's broadcast, because, you know, we were just talking about how important it is to, you know, to keep that keep your female organs alive and viable, and the importance of lubrication and the importance of toys. And she was telling me that they have, you know, there's medical sex toys. And then I told her the advice that Belinda always put emphasis with her clients. If, you know, if it's something that seems to be medical, then go see your doctor. But if, you know, And then the medical professional and I both agreed on, and then if it's not medical, like Belinda helps people with their intimacy issues, you know, definitely do what you can to keep things you know, youthful and strong. And that's for all ages, in, you know, in those certain areas. I don't know. Am I getting shy about certain words? Oh, my God. I know, but I'm just super excited. So we'll just go ahead and begin our conversation with Belinda Bostic. I want to thank you all for tuning in and for networking with us also. And let's go ahead and I've been checking out the website this morning, looking at the top sellers and everything, but it's time. Last week she talked with us about the Benoit Balls and the new product called the Harley. That sounds amazing, and other products, and just the importance of how we should maintain our intimate items also. And, again, the size matter also. So we'll be sharing with you information about that. I think we'll go ahead and talk with Belinda, but then we'll also be talking about the size matter, and I want to share like factual, like really important articles regarding the size matter. And I have been studying where there are issues where men complain about when their penises are too large and too long. You know, there are some men that virgins and non-virgins who do not feel comfortable having large penises. And some, just like women get breast reductions, get penis reductions. Something to think about, huh? But let's go ahead and start our conversation with Belinda Bostic. And I thank you so much again for supporting both of us. And if you haven't already, log on to Belinda's website right now as we're talking, SlumberPartiesByBelindaBostic.com, BOSTIC.com, okay? Okay, well, time to say good morning to Belinda. Good morning, Belinda.
Good morning.
How are you this happy hump day? Sexy morning.
I'm doing well. I'm doing well, but I do have to warn you, I have a little one who is up, and I think her allergies kicked in last night, so... If you start doing screaming, I'm going to get off the phone.
and I understand. I definitely do. Oh,
yeah, a little one woke up. Yeah. So, but she seems to be doing okay. There's some fabulous cartoons on right now, so.
Oh, yeah, those are the days. Some of us still love those days. Yeah. Oh, praying for her to feel better.
Thank
and so
you.
You're back singing. This is non-related, but I see you're back singing in the church choir. How was Sunday?
I am. Yeah. I went back to singing, and it's probably been about 2 years since I've been in the actual choir. So I'm really excited. It's nice to be back and stretch my voice again.
Oh, that is amazing to know. I'm like multi-talented. I have so many multi-talented friends. I knew you were a former gymnast. Yes. So I was glad to see you back with the choir.
Yeah. Well, hopefully at some point I'm because especially once Christmas starts rolling around, there's a lot of solos and things that happen. So I don't know. At some point I'm going to see if I can record something.
Oh, cool.
And
great.
Put it up. If you see a random recording that has no name, that's probably me.
Or
my name on it.
But any Christmas songs, and you record them, please. I want to play them on the air. I love Christmas songs. Add them to
I do
the playlist.
Too. I'm addicted.
I need to start putting my holiday playlist, my songs together for the holiday season. So wow. That would be great.
Yeah, I'm addicted. As soon as 99.1 starts playing Christmas songs, I'm on that station all the time.
Is she okay? I hear her in the background.
Oh, she's fine. She's trying to let me know that she's watching something. This is her way of explaining it to me.
Cool. I thought like she was like feeling a little better. I hope she continues feeling better. Well, what's going on?
Well, did you see the new product? All the new products should be live.
The site and checking them out. If I had not heard from you, I was going to discuss your top sellers and I do my best to talk about your new product. I'm going to head to your to the website right now, back to it right now.
And all of the new products should be live on the website. It went live October 1st, so I'm really excited about it. I'm really excited. And it's fun because I went in to order everything for my parties for the last 2 weeks because, of course, I had some things that couldn't be ordered until the 1st. And there, some of them are already so popular, they're already on back order. The Harley is on back order.
I believe that. I better hurry up and put my order in. And hurry up and join you also.
Because October is a month that you can start your business for less.
Oh, wow.
So this month, all of our business starter kits are on sale. So quick rundown of them. We have a $2,200 kit. It's called the Deluxe Kit. That's on sale for $897. A $1,000 Premier Kit is on sale for $427.
Wow.
And then,
that's more than paid.
Yes. Yes. And then the $500 basic is on sale for
$197.
Wow. So I'm really excited. I have a list of women that I need to call that have been so interested. And sometimes, you know, I'm one of those people, we understand you have to make money to spend money or spend money to make money. But some people just don't have it. And so I really, really love it when this time of year comes around and women have the opportunity to start their business for a little bit less.
Wow.
I'm really excited. Yeah, so if anybody's looking on the website and they're interested in information, just click on that Become a Consultant button, and it'll actually give you a breakdown of everything that you would receive when you start your business and what cost is and all of that. So, of course, my information is on there. You can call me with any questions. But for a limited time, it's only until the end of October. So Miss Beth, we need to get on it.
Okay, so that's limited time, and there's a kit for every budget. That sounds good. So I'm back on the website. I had been on it earlier because I was going to discuss your top sellers, the top five sellers at the top of your website. If you were unable to call in your new products. Now, I need to see the section where the Harley is located.
It should be listed under bedroom accessories.
Okay.
And then I think they're either listed alphabetically or there's a section for the lifetime warranty toys because the Harley is covered by a lifetime warranty.
Yes, that's one of the lifetime toys.
Yes, which I love. Again, I love that our company cares so much about our clients. You know, they make it so easy for us.
I know.
What are the other popular new products?
Actually, I was going to talk about something called the French Tickler because we were talking about Does Size Matter today. I can always tie into the topic. I can always work with this.
Cool. Thank you. Well, I was hoping you would want to talk with us regarding the size matter because I know a lot of clients talk about either if size is too large or too small or hey, it's just right, but we need a little bit more excitement. You know?
Exactly.
You want to talk about the French Tickler?
Yes, it's called the French Tickler, and it would be under the bedroom accessories as far as I know.
I'm looking at it right now.
You see it?
Yes.
It's this really neat little toy. It's a silicone sleeve. It's phallic-shaped, but it's incredibly stretchy. So if anybody has ever seen a sleeve that a man would use for masturbation, this is not the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's a little bit different. This is actually phallic shaped, so it fits over the penis, but if you see it on the picture, Miss Beth, can you see what's on it? There's some beads on there.
And it's clear.
Yes. Yeah, it's a clear silicone sleeve. But, you know, originally when I saw it, I thought, oh, okay, that's just a girth enhancer.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really not. Like, yes, it's going to add a little bit of girth, but what it's doing is, because it's got those beads on it, when you're wearing it, everybody is getting extra stimulation.
Mm.
So the reason I brought this up is because when you come into a topic like, does size matter? Yeah, it does. And you're right. It can go both ways. Some people, it's not enough. And for some people, it's just too much. So when it comes to not being quite enough, something like the French tickler would be incredibly beneficial. You add a little bit of girth, you get a little bit of extra stimulation. You know, so a toy like that would be incredibly beneficial for couples who are just looking for a little bit more. They want a little bit more stimulation. They may not be sure about using toys together. They may not be sure about vibration because that toy doesn't have the vibrator on it. So, you know, it's just something a little bit fun, something to try, and it's incredibly stretchy. So it's not the same as other toys where it's a very snug fit, sometimes to the point where I have to tell my clients sometimes that if your sweetheart is above average or sometimes even average, that sometimes the toys are not going to find comfortable just because they are specifically designed for that snug fit. But sometimes it ends up being too snug. So this French tickler is just incredibly pliable, very stretchy, and it's going to be a very nice fit. It's going to benefit both partners. I'm really excited about this. I think it's a very cool toy. And I'm anxiously awaiting for it to come in my shipment for my back order.
Yeah, I see it's on back order, and it's economically priced, too. It only, can I say the price? Only $20.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, only
$20. Wait, how much did you say? 20?
Yes, that's what I see. French tickler retail up at 20, and it's on back order. I believe that.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds amazing. Even if you don't have enhancement issues, it's not like that's something fun, because sometimes you might be the right fit, but need some excitement. So it sounds like that
right.
is something exciting. I love the description. So many amazing sensations and functions are packed into this pleasure-enhancing sleeve for him. The pearls on the shaft and the ticklers near the base add stimulation for her, with the bonus added girth, which you were talking about, that girth. And as I was reviewing videos for research for the show, that's real important to women. Not only the length, but the girth is very important. You know, and it's adding the overall orgasmic effect, and it's waterproof, so you can get busy in the jacuzzi.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love waterproof toys. I really do. I love that we offer so many because, you know, especially, first of all, it's fun for couples. You know, water play is a very high, you know, seller for them. They love water play, but when it comes to bedroom accessories, when women are purchasing toys for themselves just to use on their own, a lot of them will opt for a waterproof toy because, especially if you have children or, you know, anybody living in your home that you would not want accidentally hearing you in the bedroom, a lot of the time, shower time is the only time you get to yourself. So
exactly.
That's why I really love the waterproof toys and that we have so many of them. You know, because a lot of the times that's the only chance that women get is in the shower. So
exactly.
I try to offer my clients a variety. Obviously, I don't show everything that's in our catalog when I do a party, but I have about 15 toys that I show at each party. So I try to hit each little point of stimulation. I try to, you know, get something for everybody. You know,
yes.
What I try to do. So, but I'm really excited about all the new products. They're all fantastic, and every day I keep getting a couple more shipments in that have a few more things because I ordered all of them while I was in Dallas. But, you know, because all of them, because all of us ordered them while we were at training, some of them were already on back order. So the back orders,
wow.
Some of that is just because of us. It's just because of us, because we were allowed to purchase so many.
You consultants buying them up.
Oh, I know. We're probably our best clients.
Exactly. Have to test them out for yourselves too, huh?
Exactly. Well, you know what? And that's a huge point for some people because we get to provide product research, you know? And that's a big deal. I mean, we literally have a product committee that every single, you know, bedroom accessory, every single product that we bring into our catalog, that they take on themselves, the entire committee, and they all try them. They all try everything that we have. So, and they give feedback, and sometimes they'll send them out to certain consultants and say, hey, try this with your clients and see what they think. So, our company, some pretty genuinely cares what our consultants think about the products and what our clients think about them. So there's a lot that goes into it. So all these toys that are coming out, you know, they're the best of the best. That's what our product committee does.
Wow.
Yeah. But I'm very excited about this French tickler, and I want to talk about the size and girth, because girth seems to be a little more important than length to women. Mm-hmm. Not all the time. You know, everybody's different, but that just seems to be a general consensus. So when I talk to clients and they're not feeling fully satisfied, if it has anything to do with the size, a lot of the time I will refer them to one of my books. And most of the time I'll refer them to Ride 'Em Cowgirl, because even if you're working with something, you know, working with a size that's not quite what you're used to and doesn't quite give you all of the stimulation that you, you know, prefer, if you are in the right position, you can still get as much sensation as you need.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to refer my clients to the Ride 'Em Cowgirl book, because especially when it comes to size and girth, you know, if you're in missionary position and there's not a lot of girth going on, missionary position is going to be even more boring than it always is. Okay, that's like the number one. Oh, I'm being serious. That's the position everybody knows, but it's everybody's least favorite. It's so boring. You just lay there. There's nothing exciting happening. But, you know, if you start using a pillow to prop your hips up, even if they don't have as much girth or length, they would still be able to hit your G-spot. So, you know, people have to learn how to tweak these things to work with their own bodies and to work with, you know, what they've got going on. So, but again, and I will say this every time I'm on your show, Ms. Beth, it is all 100% about communication. All about communication. Because these couples, if they're dealing with, you know, a little bit, if they're dealing with a slightly smaller penis in one way, shape, or form, if they can just communicate and figure out what position really gives the most sensation for both parties, then everybody's going to be happy regardless. You know, I think people prejudge and they get a little freaked out because the first position that you usually have sex with is, you know, is in missionary, and it's not pleasurable because missionary is boring for everybody.
Okay.
So, you know, when my clients are dealing with a man who has a little bit less girth, maybe a little bit less length, I get them the book, The Ride 'Em Cowgirl, and 9 times out of 10, I will get them the erotic position pillow. So if you've never seen that on the site, it's an inflatable wedge pillow. So that way you can prop your hips up exactly how you need them to be so you can hit the G-spot. Because if you use regular pillows, like let's say you use the pillows on your bed or your throw pillows or what have you, those shift. You know, you can, any kind of extended pressure on them or anything like that, they're starting to flatten out, they start to move, you know, and they're not really designed for that. So they tend to shift, and then all of a sudden you're basically back in missionary position and you're wondering, why you can't have an orgasm. It's because you're not using the right tools. So the Ride'em Cowgirl book talking about the different positions, which, by the way, the Ride'em Cowgirl actually does a little bit on penis size. We have a book called Tickle His Pickle, and that book is phenomenal. It talks about all shapes, all sizes, how to work with what you've got, you know, how to accept pleasure, how to give pleasure. The Tickle His Pickle is phenomenal. So if you know, are dealing with something that you're not quite used to, you know, maybe it's smaller than you're expecting or less than you're expecting,
large or small.
Look at the Tickle Your Pickle. Yes, look at the Tickle Your Pickle, because it could seriously change your life. You know, some people don't realize that if a man's penis happens to be hook-shaped, you know, mm-hmm. they call him bent or crooked, and they get a little freaked out because it doesn't look like what they expect it to look like. Those are probably the best ones, because they can hit your G-spot without even trying, because they're hooked. They're designed to find it.
That's true. That's true. I've had.
Oh, Miss Beth. But, you know, I mean, there's a whole book on it about the penis size and things like that. So the Tickle of Pickle is fantastic. And then the Ride'em Cowgirl will teach you how to enhance the actual lovemaking in your bedroom and what kind of props you can use to make it easier and more fulfilling and satisfying. That's sort of what I recommend for my clients when they're too small. Now, you were talking about some men are just too big for women. And that's more common than people think.
Yeah.
It really is. You know, there are lots of women that have problems, you know, like genuine problems that they have to go see a doctor for, because their partners are just too large that it's painful. And
yeah.
I never want sex to be painful for my clients. You know, that's not what it's for. It's meant to be pleasurable, and everybody should be enjoying themselves. So when it comes to my clients whose partners are super large, or at least large for them, the number one thing is that I always make sure that they have a really good lubricant.
Because if you're
not using a good lubricant and you're already dealing, you know, with an, we'll call it oversized, with an oversized penis.
Oversized,
do
super
what?
Blend, super blend.
Right, jumbo, you know, whatever.
Blend, oh my God.
Mm-hmm. But when you're dealing with something of that size and you're not fully aroused, like if you're expecting it to hurt, you're not going to be fully aroused. And so you need that lubricant in order to give your body that kind of, you know, that ease. So
yeah.
A lot of the time, lubricant can really, really turn things around in the bedroom. Even if you think you don't need it, even if you, you know, seem to not have an issue with it, internally things may not be quite as they should be. So always have a lubricant, especially if your partner is large.
Okay, so that's a good point, because some women might say, well, I'm always moist down there, but you're talking about internally you need that lubricant for internal.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, just because you seem aroused and you have some moisture going on beforehand, that does not mean that your internal, like the vaginal canal itself, is moist enough to accept intercourse. So if you think about it like this, if you've ever, let's see, what's a good way to do it? Oh, okay, let's say that you were lathering up to take a shower, okay, and so you get a very small amount of soap on your hand, and as you're lathering it and putting it on your body, you realize that you just don't have enough. You thought you did, but you don't, and it ends up drying out your skin, you know, because you're sitting there trying to lather because you don't want to have to go get more soap for whatever reason. We're lazy that way. But you keep trying to lather, and instead of it creating more, you know, suds and bubbles and lather, it ends up drying out to the point where you have to rinse off and basically start all over. Okay, so if you've ever had that happen in the shower, I want you to think about that the next time that you need a lubricant, because that's sort of what your body does. You could have... that's sort of what your body does. You could be slightly lubricated, you know, as you're getting aroused, yes, you're going to have some slight lubrication, but if you're dealing with too much friction too early, you're going to dry out that lubrication because there's not going to be enough to go around, you know? And so then you're left feeling uneasy and possibly sore. You know, you have more possibilities of tearing and things like that because you didn't have enough lubrication. So just because your body seems to be fully aroused, you have to be sure at all times that internally you're prepared. So that's why a lot of my clients, you know, I polled my clients. I don't know if you saw it on Facebook the other day, but I polled my clients about their biggest pet peeve in bed. And, you know, from the responses that I got, and I did something the day before, but a majority of them were talking about, again, the lack of foreplay. And one of my clients actually put it as, I dropped my pants, but you should too. She called it the mentality. Wow. She put it in quotations. But, you know, like, these women aren't getting enough foreplay. And if you're not getting enough foreplay, it's very hard to be aroused. We're not robots. You can't just push a button and all of a sudden you're good to go.
Exactly.
You know, so you have to have the tools available, you know, in order to make sure that it's pleasurable for everybody. Because, you know, and I've talked with this with my clients, and I would love if a guy could call in. I really would.
Because that's something I'm talking about with my platonic friends and things that I've talked about with, you know, former loves. I'm not in a relationship now, so with former loves and even they're listening. So guys, call in and chat with us in the chat room also. But
either do it in the chat room or call in. You don't even have to give your name.
Exactly.
I really would like to hear from men about, do they feel as if their female partners are always ready? Because the thing is, you know, there's a little bit of foreplay going on. And, I make a lot of jokes with my clients, but a lot of the time foreplay should last about 20 minutes. Okay, and the national average is about 20 minutes. Okay, so some people are really doing it right. All right, and that's great. Most people should be primed and ready by that time. And the reason that 20 minutes is sort of the magic number is because on average, it takes women 20 minutes to orgasm. Okay, and 70% of us need clitoral stimulation in order to orgasm. So if you spend 20 minutes on your female partner, getting her excited, you know, loving her, kissing her, caressing, things like that, getting her physically excited and aroused, you're building up to that peak, okay? So even if it's not just straight sitting there for 20 minutes trying to get her to orgasm, because that's not at all what I mean. I'm talking about everything else that comes into play. But the more aroused she is, if she's had that 20 minutes of building to that peak, the more likely she's actually going to orgasm during sex, because the average amount of sex only takes 5 minutes, 7 minutes of actual intercourse. So that foreplay is incredibly important. Because men take 2 to 5 minutes to orgasm. And again, women take 20. So that foreplay is incredibly important. But what I'm curious about is most of my clients are unsatisfied with the amount of foreplay. And that is why lubricant is one of my top-selling products, because they are just not given enough time to get aroused. And so I would absolutely love it if one of your male listeners would call in or get on the chat room and give some opinions about if they've ever felt a difference between, you know, maybe a partner who was incredibly lubricated versus a partner who wasn't, and that they probably should have gone back and either grabbed a lube or tried again. Because they, you know, according to my clients, their partners act like they don't even know the difference. And so I'm curious if it just does not feel different for them, because I can't imagine that it doesn't.
Because if foreplay...
You know what I mean?
Foreplay creates natural lubricant, so that makes your experience even more exciting. That's what she's saying, guys. Yeah, because... that was about... Yeah, guys, anyway, I guess some ladies want to zoom into it, too. I don't have time for foreplay, but I know some might tell you that, and you educate them on how important it is. So I know females that they're, you know, think like that. I have a lot of platonic guy friends, so I know, you know, and just throughout my lifetime, and you know, of course, talk about sex, some stuff. And so that you're right. There are some guys that would like a slower process, you know, to look more
right.
romantic, to take more time. But, you know, there's a few of us women who want to, you know, zoom in and wham, bam, thank you, sir, I guess. But, yeah, I hope the guys will call in. That's what I was, something I wanted to ask you a question similar to that. Because I've been blessed to have average, both my husbands were average guys. And, you know, I have had exes that were pretty, you know, like blessed. But some guys, not that I've been with a lot of people, you all, but some guys, I think, you mentioned the lubricant. They think also that because a woman is moist on the outside and very lubricant on the outside, that she's the same thing is going on inside, right?
Right.
Because some guys are just gentle, you know, and some guys just want to, you know,
Yes.
You know, I'm not saying what, but, you know.
Right.
Like putting a shoe in.
And that's a problem.
Yeah, like putting a shoe.
Yes.
Dancing in there when it shouldn't be the case, especially if you're jumbo or super blessed.
Yep. Well, and here's the deal. Like, I mean, it's kind of a good rule of thumb to follow, but when you're, you know, when you're having intercourse, the grand entrance, so to speak, if it's taking a minute, you feel like you're sort of having to wedge yourself in there, you better stop and start over. Grab a lubricant. Do something else. Because obviously her body is not ready to receive you.
Wow.
You know, if it's not working as easily as it should, and, I'm not just talking about the general elasticity of the vagina, okay? I realize some women, their vaginal muscles are much tighter than others. Some of them, it's fairly loose. But, you know, which after your client, you know, all of your listeners heard about Benoit balls last week, nobody will be having issues with that. But, you know, I understand that there's a little bit of a difference when it comes to the elasticity, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about once things are starting to go, okay, this is going to get a little bit graphic, but they always talk, you hear all the funny jokes about just the tip. Okay. Yes, that's where we're going with this. Okay, guys, if you can get the tip in and then things stop and it seems like you're having to go ridiculously slow, and she's making slightly orgasmic faces, but not really, you're hurting her. Slow down, stop, grab a lubricant, and try again. It probably means that you need some more foreplay, or you definitely need a lubricant, because when the vaginal canal itself is lubed up properly, you should not have that tension. It should not be that difficult to actually initiate intercourse. So if it's literally taking you 5 minutes to actually start, stop. Start over. Get a lubricant. Try more foreplay because she's not ready. Just because you're ready doesn't mean that she is. And it gets very frustrating for women, and it makes them resentful. Because we should enjoy sex, and everybody should with their partner. And I understand sometimes we don't have time for a full, you know, 30-minute session or hour-long session or what have you, but quickies are never fun if by the time you're done in 2 minutes that you can't walk the rest of the day because you're torn on the inside, but that's not fun for anybody. You know, that's never fun. So if you just can't do it, then don't do it. You know?
It's exactly. Like,
you know,
I shared with you in private conversation, you know, I practice sexual abstinence, but you know, a few months ago, I shared with you in private, and I talked about it on the show and on Facebook. I had a quickie with a friend, and you remember in private, I shared with you about overlung.
Right.
I still feel it.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
A quickie, had sex in almost 3 years.
Yes, exactly. And it's a very different sensation. And, you know, for the guys, I want you to think about, anytime you're masturbating, a lot of the times they will reach for something, whether it be a lotion or a lubricant or something. You know, people joke about the conditioner type thing. But most of the time, they will reach for something because if it takes longer than a minute or two, that friction that they're creating with their hand on the skin of their penis, it's uncomfortable, and it can cause chafing. You know, and I want you to think about the last time that you tried that and your hand maybe got sweaty. Okay, so then you added a slight amount of moisture. But again, that shapes your skin. Okay, men don't like that. That's why there are lubricants. That's why there are products specifically designed for masturbation. And that's why they use all the conditioner and lotion and things like that. If it doesn't feel good to you to chafe your skin like that, stop doing it to your female partner. Because that is what you're doing on the inside if you're not using a good enough lubricant and she's not fully aroused. And if you don't know whether that's happening to her or not, you need to ask. You just need to straight up ask. You know, come up with a way that makes it your personality. But, you know, if you care about somebody, you want to make sure that they're you know, enjoying themselves, but also that it's safe for them. Because when you're, you know, having sex and they're not fully lubricated internally, it can cause tearing, it can cause you know, chafing and things like that. That breeds infection, you know, and that causes a lot of problems for women, and yeast infections, bacterial infections, all these things, none of that is pleasant. So
exactly.
You know, we all really need to think about, instead of it being oh so embarrassing to talk about using lubricant, it's not embarrassing. It's not embarrassing at all. I can give you a list of reasons why you would need a lubricant in the first place. Okay? Age alone is a factor, but if you take any kind of medication, antihistamines are really bad for that. Okay? Any kind of medication, you're not drinking enough water, you don't get enough sleep. If you drink alcohol, if you drink caffeine, if you exercise a lot because it's dehydrating your body, you know, mm-hmm. that can dehydrate. Anything that dries you out, be your face, your skin, or your mouth, that can dry out your natural personal lubrication. So all of these things are outside factors. Sometimes it's actually a medical situation, you know, where your body is just not producing the way that it should. Okay, but a lot of the times it's these outside factors that are having a huge impact, and women think it's something wrong with them, so they don't say anything, and their, you know, male counterparts are acting oblivious and don't say anything and just finish doing what they need to do, and then all of a sudden sex isn't fun for anybody, and they do it just because that's what they're supposed to do. When if they just got a lubricant and talked about it for 2 minutes, they would still be able to enjoy themselves. Yeah, you know, so it's just a very important topic. It's you know, the size of the penis doesn't matter. Yes,
it's a very topic.
Okay,
you know, many of us giggle about the topic of size matter, but that's one reason why it's like, wow, we need to talk about this, because I kept coming across real research on this real topic. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's a real topic. The size matter. Wow.
Yeah, it is. And I genuinely believe that, well, yes, it does. And yes, it is going to, you know, affect the type of stimulation that you're going to get. And, you know, things like that, like I said, if you're not as girthy or if you're not as long, there are different positions that you're going to need to look into. You can't just stick with missionary and hope that somehow the motion of the ocean rocks the boat. It doesn't work like that. Okay? If you're not hitting any of the pleasure points, you're not doing anything. You know, it doesn't matter how much you can move your hips. If you're not hitting one of the, you know, a pleasure spot for your partner, it's not going to do anything. And that's another thing you have to know specifically about your partner. Some women love G-spot stimulation and some don't. So you actually have to take the time to figure these things out. And talking about it is the best way to do that, instead of fishing around in the dark and hoping that somehow, you know, the sounds coming from your partner make it easier for you to understand. People go based too much on sounds, and not that that's not important, but we talked about this. What was it? 80% of women have faked an orgasm?
Wow.
Is that what we said last time? I think it was somewhere up in the 80s. You know, not all the time, but about 80% of women, yeah, a very high percentage of women have faked an orgasm before. And if you've ever met when Harry met Sally, Meg Ryan made it very, you know.
Yeah, excuse me, I ain't mean to interrupt you, but that's for all sizes, from small to large.
Yes.
With fake orgasms. Okay.
Yep, exactly. And if you've ever seen When Harry Met Sally, Meg Ryan made it very apparent that it's easy. It is easy to fake an orgasm. It really is. You know, the only thing that you would be able to tell a difference on is that the vaginal muscle is not, you know, actually spasming. But because women orgasm differently in different positions, different styles, you know, all these things affect the orgasm differently, it really is difficult to tell just how big of an orgasm it was, or, you know, if it actually orgasms at all. So 80% of women are faking orgasms, and, you know, then everybody wonders, well, why don't we have sex more? Why don't we enjoy it more? Well, you guys need to talk, because obviously if there's any kind of faking going on, there's less enjoyment for whatever reason.
Wow. For about the past 10 to 15 minutes, I've been looking at something. I'm in love, Belinda. I had no idea why I looked at what it says. I'm in love. Love at first sight. I had no idea the Harley looked the way it does.
Oh, I know.
The shape is similar to what I envisioned, but the color, I thought it would be like a dark color. You know, like with that Harley sign, a name, I thought it would be like silver or metallic. And it happens to be like my favorite colors, purple and, I don't know, like a hot pink or red.
It's like a vibrant red. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I love it. I'm in love. I see why it's on back order. Oh, my God.
Yes.
It is a beautiful toy.
And the power that it delivers, wow, like my clients, you know, they get to pass all these toys around and they get to touch them with their hands and, you know, play with the settings and things like that. And when they pass around the Harley, that clitoral stimulator on there, is the second you turn it on, it's on low. Okay, so it sits on low. And the low setting leaves their fingers tingling. They're like, oh, my God, I haven't even touched it yet. Like, the clitoral stimulator on there is ridiculously powerful. And then when you add these pearls, these beads on a track in the shaft, the way that they hula hoop around each other, it's phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Wow.
You know, I highly encourage anybody who's listening, especially if you heard last week about the Harley, go look at it. But if you didn't, go look at it anyway, because there's four beads on a track, and the top and the third beads rotate one direction, and the second and the fourth rotate the other. And so the entire time, there's like this little snake-like hula dance going on the track. Like it's so hard to explain. It's very hard to explain, but it does like this little wavy thing. I'm sitting here with my hand moving it as if y'all can see it, but I'm trying to figure out how to explain it. But I can't. It's just so good. And it's the most amazing thing I've ever seen. I've never seen the toy move like that.
Wow. We need to do a spreecast where you and I can talk on spreecast, and you can, our listeners and Facebook friends can join us, and we can talk via webcam, so we can see. I know, because I'm looking at the side, the duo on the side, that's the clitoral stimulator?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, the little piece that sticks out, that's the clitoral stimulator. So the Harley is a branch toy, so which we talked about last week. Branch toy just means that it has something else other than just a shaft. It's got a control stimulator or a backdoor stimulator, something else. But, yeah, that little spot right there, that's the control stimulator, and it is powerful.
But the head, the tip, the head, that right there is with the ring, the ribs around it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God. That right there seems very similar.
Yes. Yeah, it's a bulbous head, so it's a little bit different. If you've seen a vibrator, if you've had a vibrator, it's not, I mean, it still mimics the phallic shape, but it's literally a bulbous head. You know, it's like a ball on top of it. So it actually sits right there underneath your pubic bone, and stimulates your G-spot, you know, and gives you that full feeling as well. So it's got this, you know, stimulating spot right there at the tip, but then you have the shaft that's continuously moving each way. So it's a very, it's a full feeling, but there's a lot of, variety going on throughout the entire thing.
And
so it's a very interesting toy. It's a very powerful toy, and it gives great stimulation, because you really are hitting just about everything. You know, you've got clitoral stimulation, which is incredibly important, and then the beads on the shaft, they, since there are four, they actually come down a little bit lower, so you have a better chance of getting closer to that vaginal opening, which there are a ton of nerve endings on the vaginal opening.
Oh, my God.
The vaginal wall, you know, with the hula hooping inside of there, that vaginal wall is going to be stimulated at all times. So not only is
that
rotating.
I'm Miss Lefty.
Right, see? Every time
Lefty,
I talk to you, you get all clean on this stuff.
I don't know if Miss Lefty can handle this by herself.
Right, exactly.
Wow.
But it's very interesting, the amount and the kinds of stimulation that you can get from this toy, because, you know, the beads are rotating, but you still feel some of the vibration that's coming in from the clitoral stimulator as well as the vibrator that's going to be hitting that bulbous top. So you're getting a ton of stimulation within all of these nerve endings, and, of course, the G-spot. I mean, I can only imagine the mind-shattering orgasm that would come from the story.
Wow.
I can only imagine. And, you know, I never sit there and tell my clients what my favorite toys are or, you know, any of that. I try to keep my personal life personal and separate. And every now and then they'll ask me, what's your favorite? Blah, blah, blah. I've told every single one of my clients, you know, that Harley is going in my shopping bag.
We can think what we want. I can hear for the Harley is awesome.
Yep, exactly.
But
so that seems to be on the top of the wish list for everybody right now.
Exactly. Oh my God, the Rolls Royce of sex toys. That's what it sounds like. The Harley, because the Harley is the top of the line bike. But with dual turbo motors, it is the ride of your life. The hula hoop effect in its perfectly beaded shaft and the broad coverage butterfly clitoria stimulator are the perfect blend of soft and texturized orgasmic ecstasy. And again, like Belinda's been stressing to us, it is limited lifetime warranty. It does have a limited lifetime warranty. So, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so I'm very excited about this toy. That seems to be one of the number one reasons women are booking parties right this minute, because they want that toy for free. They want it for free.
Well, I need to hurry up and be a guest at one of your parties. I need to check out the travel prices for traveling to Houston.
I would love it. Come visit me.
Be a guest and come to Houston real quick, and because I accept that invitation to be a guest. But let's gonna check the switchboard, because I had been looking, instead of looking on my Android, I had to look at Harley on the screen, on the computer screen. So let me check the switchboard to see if we have any callers, especially guy callers. But I'm so glad you are still sharing with people that the importance of having natural orgasm and not faking orgasm.
Yeah. I mean, I understand everybody does it every now and then for whatever reason. But, you know, my clients who are faking on a regular basis, there are things that can be done for that. You don't have to fake, you know. If you're not into it, there's a reason for it, and you need to figure out how to fix it. Yeah. Otherwise, you're doing a disservice.
Because that really takes work to fake it. Yeah. That takes work in itself to fake an orgasm.
Yes, you have to put effort into that. You have to make it sound realistic. Otherwise, you're just sitting there. You know, so it all requires effort. You might as well be enjoying the effort.
Exactly. Because
again, it breeds resentment. It really does. Whether women think it does or not, you know, you get to a point where you don't want to fake it anymore. You don't want to be bored or, you know, feeling uncomfortable or anything like that. That's the worst for me. You know, it's one thing when women come and tell me, it's boring, you don't do anything different. That's an easy fix, you know? Let's get a book, let's get a pillow, let's get a sling, let's try something new. Get the nympho and the X cream, try an arousal cream. Those are easy fixes. But when I have women coming to me saying, I hate it because it hurts the whole time. I dread having sex because it hurts me. You know, that's not as easy of a fix because, yes, lubricant is going to help with that, but partners need to be talking about that. Nobody should be sitting there not enjoying themselves simply because they don't know what to say to their partner.
Exactly. And that's if they're every size, small or large. And some guys think just because they have a large one that they shouldn't be adventurous. So what do you have to say about that? You know, when you ask the question, size matter, sometimes I think, well, it's not the size of the boat, it's how you rock the boat, you know. And some people think that because they have that large blessing. I have this, what else I need to do? But, you know, a little adventure, it would be fun. I'm just speaking to some of those of you that.
Right.
Some of you ladies who are blessed to have gentlemen in your life with large penises, some of you know what I'm talking about, too. They have the size, but they're not as adventurous as they should be. So
right, because they think. Right, because here's the problem. You know, for them, it's a very tight feeling, it's a very full feeling, and that's what women will tell them, it's a very full feeling, because it is. They have a very large penis, but especially if there's a lot of length involved, you know, let's go back to missionary position, okay? Even if you're still an oversized guy, missionary is still, you know, it's still not as pleasurable as it could be, because while the girth might be thick enough to where you're really stimulating the vaginal opening or might even be hitting the vaginal wall, which would lead to G-spot stimulation. If you're not in the right position and if the penis is too long, you're still going to be missing the G-spot because you're a little bit further in it. Like, does this make sense? I'm just trying to figure out how to word it properly. So when you're dealing with an oversized gentleman and you're just in a regular positioning and you're still not positioned to hit a certain point, all you're getting is that full sensation, or sometimes it even hurts because they might be penetrating too deeply and hitting the cervix.
Yeah.
Cervical pleasure can be intense, but if they're jamming it, okay, that's the problem. Guys with large penises think that they get to go on a marathon, and so they just pound away. But if they're hitting the cervix or if they're hitting an awkward spot, that part can be painful as well. So, guys, you still have to finesse it. Just because you're larger than life, which is fantastic for you, you still have to finesse it. It doesn't, you know, just because you're big doesn't make it perfect for us, doesn't make it great for us. It still doesn't necessarily reach all of the pleasure points that we need stimulated, you know, because, quite frankly, you need quite a bit of girth in order to be able, in missionary, to hit the G-spot without moving hips at all. You know, now sometimes it's just as simple as barely tilting the pelvic bone. So that's where you get the whole, you know, men grabbing tushies when they're in missionary because it slightly lifts it. Sometimes that does the trick.
Yeah.
You know, but for some women, depending on where that G-spot is located, there needs to be more tilting or it needs to be a completely different position. You know, some women's G-spot is perfectly stimulated when you're, you know, in doggy style, okay, and the man's behind her. For some people, that's the only way they get G-spot stimulation. And some people, their hips have to be lifted. So it really depends on the woman. Like, I think people assume too much one way or another, whether they're smaller or larger or whether what they think the G-spot is, where they think it might be on that partner, you know, instead of actually doing the research and taking the time to find these pleasure points and to talk to their partner. And, hey, does that feel good? No? Okay, let's try something else. Does that feel good? Oh, that's it.
Yeah,
there's
be
just
honest.
Not enough communication.
Oh, good point. So, again, you're always telling us, be honest.
Yeah. And I know it can be scary because nobody wants to hurt anybody's feelings. Nobody wants to breach that conversation of, yeah, I might have been faking a little bit, because that's the problem. That's why I tell my clients, stop faking it. You are making it worse for yourself. Because you're gonna eventually say something one day, and a lot of the times it'll come out in anger. You know, you can only go so long faking an orgasm before you finally say something and it comes out in a shout instead of, hey, you know what, let's try this. You know, that it comes out when you're arguing about something else. But, you know, that hurts the ego, which I can completely understand that. If you, you know, let's say that it was turned around and you were trying to pleasure your male partner, you know, and let's say it's due to oral sex, because most of the time, not many of us are going to strap on a strap-on and go at our guy. So let's just say it's because of oral sex. But let's say that we put a lot of effort into this, and we think we're doing the right thing, and we think that they're fully enjoying it and having an orgasm every single time. You know, let's just say that we couldn't understand, tell a difference, whatever. But if all of a sudden, you know, a couple months down the road or a couple years down the road, they came to us and they're like, ooh, you know what, I've totally been faking it the entire time. It's not that it doesn't feel okay, but it's definitely not great. That would hurt your feelings. You know, that would hurt your feelings, and that would probably tick you off. I know myself, I'd be like, what do you mean? I've been putting effort into this, and you didn't say something sooner? You let me sit there and look like a dummy who didn't know what they were doing? You know, like, these things hurt the ego, and they hurt the relationship, so there's no need. There's no need for it. There's no point in lying about it or stretching the truth or anything like that. Don't fake anything. Talk to your partner. Because once you open up those lines of communication, everything, all these possibilities open up.
And relationship comes first priority. But, Linda, we have
yes.
a caller for questions.
Yay!
Hello. Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. I'm Beth, and Belinda, Intimacy Advisor, is online.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
How are you doing? Thank you.
We're blessed. We're happy. we're talking about love and relationships and sex and does size matter and slumber parties of products.
Well, I don't think size matter because, you know, I'm a medium size and my woman is happy.
Wow.
Well, you obviously are doing something right.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's like I'm not a big pole vault, so I can go through every hole. So I'm happy too.
What was that?
I said, I'm not a pole vault or nothing like that, and I can go through every hole, so I'm happy also.
Oh, cool. What's your name and where are you calling from, if you mind asking me?
My name is Leonard Fells. I'm calling from San Francisco, California.
I thought that was San Francisco.
All right.
San Francisco.
Yeah, I finally got through y'all, you know.
Wow.
I've been wanting to get on this show for a while.
Wow, well, I'm glad you're online with us. Cool. What's the first name again?
Excuse me?
What's the first name again?
Leonard,
yeah. Wow.
Yeah, my name is Leonard Earl. Leonard Earl Fells.
Oh, yeah, you're a Facebook friend of mine. How are you?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I love
that
with you. There was
Why is your name Nelson? Were you married to the great one?
No, I wish. No, I'm joking. Oh, my God. I can't believe I said that. Uh-huh. He's like I've known him since I was a little girl, but we've never met in person. But I do know one another. But that's a nickname I've had ever since I was a kid. That's a stage name, a pseudonym name that I only use for entertainment purposes. And when I first got on Facebook, my friend sent the friend request to that name. So I hope you love networking with all the people who love Prince. Prince, mm-hmm. he does check out the page a lot and is on the page and like to see what we're talking about. I can't tell you that much. And you see a lot of his MPG members and all of his original bandmates are friends of mine also. So
mm-hmm.
Did you go to the concert when he was there last year?
No,
and
I didn't.
Did he go to San Francisco? I know he did L.A. and he did a couple other cities, and I thought he performed in San Francisco.
Yeah, I've never seen Prince in person, you know.
Okay, cool. Wow, but I love networking with you. I know exactly who you are. But Belinda has a question for guys. What was that question, Belinda?
I do. Okay, so, Leonard, you and your wife are very happy with your lovemaking, and that's fantastic. I love hearing that out of couples. But, and I don't know if you guys are using lubricants or anything like that. You don't have to answer. But have you ever felt a difference on her internally? Have you ever felt a difference internally for her, whether she's more lubricated than other times? Like, do you feel a difference in that?
Well,
like, no, you don't feel a difference at all?
I think, you know, because I don't know how she feels, but from my point of view, she likes it, you know, so.
Right.
Yes, it's been fine, you know. Yeah.
Okay, well, I have a challenge for you, and I totally dare you to do this and then send that the message on Facebook or something like that, but I dare you to go home and talk to your wife about this and ask, have there ever been times that we've had sex that you didn't feel like you were completely ready? And ask her for a completely honest answer, because some women, even if they're not fully ready, after a few minutes, they actually get there. You know, some women are a little bit different. It actually works up to that. But I'm curious, because if you're not telling a difference and you think she's ready, and maybe not every single time she is, like if she can recall times that she may not have been, I really am curious to see if men just can't tell the difference, if it just doesn't feel any different for them. Because if that's the case, then I feel a little bit bad, because some of my clients have been bad mouthing you guys.
Just like Jay-Z said, Jigga is good, you know. I mean, it don't matter what people say. You know, Jigging is all right, you know.
Right. Well, I mean, and
that's,
you know,
not
that's
a problem,
the thing. Like,
you know.
That's the thing of communication. So this is a good point. This is why I wanted men to call in, and I so appreciate you calling, because if y'all don't feel a difference, if it feels no different for you, then it really falls on the shoulders of my female clients. Because if they're not feeling lubricated enough,
every hole they got, they're seven in their face. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
that's
a
joke.
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
you know,
be kind about it,
there's
but,
nothing
you know.
Wrong. God didn't make any mistakes. God didn't make no mistakes.
But I'm glad that you called, because it, you know, and granted, you're just one caller to call in, so I would still love it if, you know, male callers or listeners would at least post on the Facebook page or something. But you know, if this is the case, if it really doesn't feel that different for men, then the issue falls on my female clients, and these women have to learn how to talk to their partners. So I'm glad that you said that. I appreciate you calling, because that's a big deal. I think they assume.
I think they assume
that their male counterparts respond.
Yeah, that's a good.
So I'm
gonna
go back to Facebook now, you know, and better talking with you. And Beth,
because I just
submitted
you
for your name, Nelson. God bless you.
Leonard Earl, I just posted
yes,
on
ma'am.
Facebook that we were talking with you and having a good conversation with you. Leonard Earl, and what's the last name again? Because I call you Leonard Earl. Is that what people call you?
Yeah, that's they call me Leonard Earl.
Oh, together. That's and what's the last name?
Yeah, Fells. F is in Frank, ELLS.
Yeah, because we talk regularly, like almost every day. Okay, and
yes,
for some reason I thought people call Leonard Earl just go together. I thought it was the first, second name. Wow, we're so glad that you called and shared that, and you have a happy sex life. Any advice
Thank
do
you,
you
too.
Have? Any
it's
advice
called
do you
true
have?
Sex, baby.
Do you have
it's
any advice
sex.
To listeners? You have any advice to other listeners in regards
yeah.
to?
Yeah. Any man can go with any woman. You know, any man will match any woman, you know, as far as the love relationship is concerned. And don't be so picky.
That's a good
All right.
point.
Hi.
Don't be so
that's
picky.
That's my advice. That's right.
Because being so picky, you can miss out on that true love, right?
Exactly.
Wow. And awesome sex.
Yeah, true sex.
Yeah, okay, but Belinda's on Facebook. You feel free to friend
friend her. Your parties are for women only, right, Belinda?
Yes. Yeah, my parties are for women only.
But her husband is very supportive of her business also. But check out her website. I don't know if you and your wife are into the intimate products, but there's something for everybody on her website at slumberpartiesbybelindabosty.com.
Well, like they say, you know, basically, you don't have to be learning how to love, you know. So, you know, we're fine. We're fine. It's kind of instinctual, you know. It's kind of instinctual. I mean, if a man don't masturbate often, he'll be all right, you know. And a woman, you know, she's basically, you know, there. But so, you know, if a man don't masturbate often, he'll stand straight up. Just stop masturbating so much, buddy.
Good point. You said it's in follow your instincts. Belinda, that's pretty much what you say as in just the natural process of sex and foreplay. Follow your instincts, right?
Yes, you've got to go with what feels good for you, and, you know, you've got to be in tune with each other. You know, if you're not paying attention, instinct isn't going to work. But, you know, I mean, if you're trying to tune into one another, things should naturally
stop masturbating. Young C's can't drive very well. Just stop masturbating so much. That's the only problem, you know. Just stop masturbating so much because young seeds can't gather the muster to stand up. Don't touch it. Don't touch it.
Okay.
Increase your purity day by day. If you make a mistake, start over. Don't touch it. Increase your purity day by day. If you make a mistake, start over. Put that on Facebook. That's pretty good.
Okay. That's awesome. I'm so glad your call came through. Thank you so much. And
I love networking with you. Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, what's up, San Francisco?
All right.
Oh, my goodness. Thanks,
Lynn.
Thank
you. See y'all later.
Okay, you're welcome.
Okay.
Wow.
Bye.
That was amazing. I'm glad he called.
Now I'm super curious. So now we need to, you know what? You should put that on your Facebook, though. You should do a poll, and you should ask guys to either send you a message or something. We need to figure out something, because now I want to hear from the guys.
I had put it out there that you and I, I said call now, so I'm glad Leonard called us, because I'm like, okay, when you said you wanted to hear from the guys, I went ahead and posted on Facebook for call us. So I'm glad Leonard called us.
Yes, either call or get on the chat room. Because now I'm genuinely curious, because granted, just one caller, but according to men, it doesn't feel differently to them, whether we're, you know, fully aroused or not. So I really am curious to see if it does or doesn't. You know, because if they don't feel any differently, or if there's still enough lubrication, regardless, you know, because of our natural lubrication, if there's still enough for them to be satisfied, then it really does fall on women to make sure that they say, oh, no, sorry, I'm not ready, you know, or let's grab a lubricant or put it on themselves or whatever. This is actually a big deal to me. Because, again, my clients are assuming that their partners don't care enough to take the time to get a lubricant, but if they don't feel any differently, then we've been getting upset with them, and it's not their fault. So I'm curious, guys, if you would just get on that chat room or call in or do something, let us know if it ever feels differently to you. And be honest, okay? You know, don't lie. You know that when you're taking your, you know, however long you take for foreplay, I make jokes that it's about 45 seconds, but seriously, sometimes it's like, oh, I touched you, and now I'm ready to go. So you know that when you're initiating foreplay, you feel like your partner is lubricated enough externally. Okay, so don't lie about this. Just be honest. If they're externally lubricated, is still lubricated on the inside, or have you ever tried to start having sex with your partner before they seemed like they were externally lubricated? I really am curious. Don't lie. Everybody's done it. Don't freak out. I'm just saying, You know, I really would like to know.
And we would like to know, so I definitely will put that out on Facebook. And, wow, because we want to know. Belinda wants to know. I want to know, period.
Belinda really wants to know, because that would change everything.
Uh-huh. Yes. We want to know.
That would really change everything.
What's on your minds, period, guys? I mean, everyone, but especially you guys, you know, open up and talk with us, because we really want to know. And, we want everyone to be happy.
Yeah, this isn't like a male bashing thing. I'm curious because, like I said, this would genuinely change everything at my parties, because if women need to take more responsibility or at least be more forthcoming about stuff, they need to know that. Because I think most women are assuming that their partner can feel the difference, and if they can't, that's something that they need to know.
Because
that means they're suffering through sex when all they have to do is say, hey, I have to have something else. I have to have lubricant. I have to, whatever. But most men are not going to take that initiative unless they are given a reason to.
And I think some guys, and once you mention it, I think some guys do understand the need for lubricant of all ages, adult, consistent adult age. I believe they all know the importance. I believe some understand the importance of lubricant,
right.
unless a lot of guys I know masturbate, because, I've been a girly girl in my life, but I've been a tomboy too, and I have noticed guys in my life, from platonic friends to, I guess, relatives, I've always noticed guys that I know have always had lubricants. And I remember, and I was knowing what lubricant was meant for,
Mm-hmm.
As I became an adult woman, I started understanding what lubricant was used for, And
right, exactly.
So I think some guys do know, but they might not want to seem, it's back to what you were saying, especially we women, we don't want to feel like we're aging. I don't need lubricants. Even some youthful women who are mature age, feel like I don't need any lubricants. But I'm talking in my younger days, I'm 44 now, but guys had lubricants. Part of their personal grooming items, that's part of their personal grooming. And I used to wonder, what is that? That lubricant must be used for something else. Not being naive. Yeah, I've always been talking about sex and romance and stuff like that, but I don't care if you're missing or know it all, but I used to wonder about that. So I think guys understand what it's needed for, but, they might offend women. So it's good you're educating us women in regards to, hey, there's nothing wrong with using lubricants. And now that you're expressing that we need it internally,
Yes. Your body already produces it naturally. It's not as if you're introducing a completely unnatural substance to your body. Like, your body naturally produces lubricant. It just may not produce as much as you need sometimes. So you're really just adding to what it already does. It's not as if you're totally changing something. You're just adding to it. So it's not an unnatural thing. It's, a very beneficial for the pleasure and for sexual health. So, but
sometimes I would think it would be used for the penis to make sliding in easier, especially if you're dealing with a tight situation. But
yes, I highly recommend lube on both parties.
Yes.
I recommend a lubricant for both parties just so that everything works the way it needs to. Now, don't just slather it on, because if you have too much, you're not going to get enough friction. But, a little bit of lube goes a very, very long way. But, Ms. Beth, I do have to get off because it's 7 o'clock. I got to go wake up my baby so he can go to school.
It's time to conclude the show. I was watching the clock because it is time to conclude the show at 7. So I thank you so much, because we do have 6 more minutes, and I guess saying goodbye to you now would give me time to say happy birthday to other
fans
and celebrities and so on. But this has been a blast of a good time, because I didn't know you were going to plan to talk with us the entire episode, so this has been good.
Well, you know, it's funny. I never plan to, but I have so much fun with you. It's impossible to get off the phone. So
yeah.
I have to set alarms for myself to remember to stop talking. But I appreciate you having me on the show again. It's always a pleasure. And just keep me posted on what the topics are going to be, and maybe I'll call in another time.
And, yeah, and please keep me posted. Also, keep us posted. And you can post on my wall anytime. If you feel you need, you would like to post something in, on my wall, you're welcome to post on my wall anytime to keep us informed
okay.
and updated. You know? And just thank you so much for being great. Just being an awesome friend and an awesome intimacy advisor.
Oh, thank you. I love what I do. So,
yes.
All right. Well, fantastic. Let me know what's happening next week, and we'll keep in contact over that.
Okay, cool. And any questions you want to present to my Facebook friends, post them on the wall, you know, so we can get reactions. Okay. Well, thank you, and I hope your baby girl feels much better.
Oh, thank you so much, Beth.
And you have a happy day.
You too.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow, isn't Belinda awesome? I mean, she's really educating us. Thank you to Leonard Earl also. He's one of my favorite male Facebook friends. I love networking with my online friends, and I encourage you, you know, call in and talk. We talk online. We chat together. Some of my Facebook friends, we do have telephone conversations, in regards to business or regards to just keeping in contact with one another because we really are concerned about what's going on in our lives. You know, everything you can't put on blast on your wall. You know, and some things you need to talk about maybe for telephone conversation if you're not in the same city and meet up with one another. You know, but, you know, it's important to be cautious. But you pretty much, when you have Leonard said he's been having trouble getting in. I'm glad he called in. And like I told you all before, I have friends on and offline of the opposite sex, single, married, looking, not looking, straight, gay, bi, everything. And I appreciate all listeners and all my own offline friends and supporters of the show, you know, because we're here for one another, for our ups and downs, through our good days and our blah days. And I really do thank you and appreciate you. And open up more and call in more and chat more. You know, we talk a lot. You know, many of you, we talk a lot, and I get a lot of emails, and a lot of us privately chat. You know, some of you might think some people I don't talk with often, but I do. You'd be surprised who I talk with often. And so I love Belinda whenever she comes on because she definitely educates us. She's definitely brutally honest in regards to our intimacy issues and things to help, you know, to help us. Those of us that, you know, maybe looking forward to Cupid hitting us, like I, and those of you that are casually dating, or those of us not dating, but, you know, need to express and find out and learn more about your body. You know, one thing about the slumber parties are important because it's not just for couples or married couples. It's important for people who are solo. You know, those of us that, you know, just prefer, like I, you know, I was talking to one of my friends private chat the other day, and we were talking about I've been practicing sexual abstinence. And he was like, why are you doing that? I'm like, well, I prefer to have a steady bow, you know. Really? So, you know, and you all know I'm still, like, anticipating becoming legally single. But, you know, I just, this is where I'm at right now. But nothing wrong with having fun and being having casual sex, not being a I'm not saying anything against, you know, well, I'll be quiet. But as long as you're practicing safe sex, that's what I'm trying to say. It's your business what you do behind closed doors or out in public for some of us, you know. But the thing is, as long as you're happy and you're fulfilling yourself, and back to what Belinda's always talking about, you know, do your best not to fake orgasms, but work on having natural orgasms. And like Leonard Earl mentioned, that he, within his relationship with his wife, they saw it, therefore having a very successful sex life and a successful marriage. So I think that's very good advice, to follow your instincts, because we're not robots. The live streaming just completed, but I wanna I'm gonna continue on for maybe about and talk about wish people, especially people happy birthday, and talk a little bit about facts about penis size. And I'm checking out the website netdoctor.co.uk, and a fact that I've shared on the internet, facts about penis size. And this is written by David Delvin, GP and family planning specialist, Christine Weber, a psychotherapist. And they wrote, I think this article was published like late fall of 11. And they write, in the last few years, it has become apparent that the average man's penis is not as long as had been thought previously. For decades, medical books and articles in the press have confidently stated that penis length is generally about 6.5 inches, 16.5 centimeters. As a result, a lot of males who are slightly shorter than this have felt rather inadequate. However, it now seems that the statistics on which this average was based could well have a serious flaw. It is this: the figure was originally calculated by collective measurements that men had carried out themselves. Self-measurement of this sort is notoriously unreliable. Why? Because so many males don't know where to measure from or use inaccurate rulers or ancient tape measures. Also, there's probably a tendency for guys to round the scores upwards in an attempt to make themselves sound better endowed. And the results tend to be skewed by people who falsely claim to be 10 or 11 inches long. In recent times, a number of scientists have attempted to obtain more reliable figures by the simple expedient of employing a trained person to carry out the measurement of each man. And the results which they have produced seem to indicate that the average adult male is considerably shorter than had been thought. My tongue got tied. In reality, the mean length of the erect penis appears to be only about 5.88. And that's what one of my Facebook friends, she was like 5.88, and she was like laughing. My friend, oh my God, she's one of my best friends on Facebook, Monica Prince Pham. She got to tell me about the concert. She went to Chicago to see Prince in concert. So I need to get the 411 about how much fun she had. Inches, 14.9 centimeters, which is considerably less than the old measurement. Does all this matter? If you're a woman, you probably think that this concern about fractions of an inch is rather silly. But if you're a man, you would know that such size matters are somewhat irrationally of considerable importance to many males. Okay, why do men worry about length? We're going to talk about that after this song. Here's Andre Simone, America. I'm Susan Simone, America, a song inspired by President Obama. I am a political enthusiast first. You know, I am an independent, open-minded Republican, but I am a political enthusiast first. So, meaning I love when it's political season, and I love promoting the positivity of Democrats, Republicans, independents, all. I'm just a patriotic person like that, so I just wanted to say that. Okay, so tonight's a big theme tonight, right? A big party, the debate and all that good stuff. So I guess many of us will be checking out our phones and our TVs and our radio stations, listening to talk radio, listening to the debate. And I need to check out some of these talk or radio programs to listen to what's going on. I know Dennis Miller probably will be a hoot today. So can't wait. Yes, that'll be sure. And then after that, we're going to talk more about the size matter. And we'll be almost time to conclude the show. And those of you that are looking forward to going to the fair, Mississippi State Fair, visit MississippiFair.net. And also you can visit your respective favorite TV outlet websites also, because all the local media stations, the TV stations have contests and event information, WAPT.com, WLBT.com, WJTV.com, Fox News, all of them. So Jackson Free Press have information. But, of course, you can visit Mississippi Fair, msfair.net, for information regarding the fair schedule and so on. And also they have a Facebook page. Just like the Facebook page, and you will stay to know what's going on regarding entertainment, the concerts that are happening nightly at 7:30, like Keith Sweat, Enzo, Loretta Lynn, Hinder, whom I love, et cetera, and then other events that are happening. Just to be sure, and then we'll talk more. And happy birthday. Today's your birthday.
Girl, you go my mind. I like it when you talk to me. I like it when you close to me. Feels like I'm so. Some people tell me I got great legs. Figure out why you make me beg. Does not compute. Does not compute. You think you're special, and so do I. Why do special women make me cry? Does not compute, sugar. Does not compute. Must be something in the water they drink. It's been the same with every girl I've had. Must be something in the water they drink. Why else would a woman wanna treat a man so badly? Think I'm kinda smart. Why must a brother stop at you before he starts? Do not compute. Yeah, do not compute. Some people think I'm kinda cute. What's your problem? It does not compute. It do not compute. Oh, 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 oh. Yeah, yeah. Must be something in the water that you. It's been the sweetest girl I've had. Must be something in the water they drink. Why else would a woman want to treat a man so bad? So bad. Her name is Cassandra, and she plays like this.
BlogTalkRadio.com. BlogTalkRadio has a blog, and just want to share with you all the awesome other shows, some of the top shows here at BlogTalkRadio, what's going on with them. There's a new edition of Healthy Vision with Dr. Val Jones that will be learn why it is essential to practice good hygiene when handling contact lens and follow your doctor's instructions for contact lens wearing and replacement schedules. Optometrist Jason Pingle and Krista Clausen joined Dr. Val to talk about the do's and don'ts of soft contact lens wear, including the risk of cleaning your contacts with any kind of water. The doctors will also offer pre-Halloween advice to parents or anyone thinking of purchasing or wearing cosmetic lens without contact lens examination and prescription. And tune in to that show, and then on the Down and Dirty with Frank Fatani, Tana, visit with the Bachelorette Season 6 fan favorite, Chris Lampton. He's also a professional landscaper and the host of Growing Yards, just wrapped up his first season on HGTV. He'll be sharing some winter to fall gardening tips during the craftsmanship segment. Meet the Yardbirds co-founder, Rich Cobb. He's based in Kentucky and makes yard art, including the Junkie Yard Dolls and Cats line and functional sculptures out of recycled metals. And also check out Women's Business Talk Radio in the episode of Lunch Talk here from Carrie Valmore, the Passion into Profit Mentor. She teaches women entrepreneurs around the world the how-to and magic of attracting more clients, money, and recognition doing the exact work they are here on earth to do. So check that them out, and also check out, this is awesome, How to Land Great Guests, according to host Paul Lawrence Vann, fellow blog talkers. Check it out, because I checked it out live, and it's awesome. He shared awesome advice to those of us who host blog talk radio shows and whom are, I guess, thinking about contemplating on hosting a blog talk radio show. So that's what's going on in blogtalkradio.com news. I shared that with you right quick because I literally just received an email from Blog Talk Radio. So I'm like, hey, I need to share this info with everyone. But again, happy birthday. Today is your birthday. Today is rock singer Gwen Stefani's birthday, I have no doubt. She's 43. Marquise Haynes is Basketball Hall of Famer, is 86. David Obey is U.S. Congressman, Democrat from Wisconsin, is 74. Jeff Bingaman, U.S. Senator, Democrat, New Mexico, is 69. Roy, of the musician of Siegfried and Roy, he's 68. Lindsey Buckingham of Fleetwood Mac is 63. Kep Bo, blues singer, 61. Dave Winfield, Baseball Hall of Famer, 61. Dennis Eckersley, Baseball Hall of Famer, is 58. Al Sharpton, happy birthday, Reverend Al. Civil rights activist is 58. Jack Wagner is 53. Actor Tommy Lee, today is Tommy Lee's birthday. Rock musician from Motley Crue is 50. Clive Owen is 48. Actor Janelle Maloney, actress of The West Wing, 43. Nev Campbell, actress, 39. India Reed is only 37. Sean William Scott, actor, 36. Ashley Simpson is 28, and rock singer Chevy Checker is 71. He's coming he will be appearing at the Mississippi Fair also. So happy birthday to Chevy Checker. And on this date in 95, a jury found ex-football player O.J. Simpson innocent of murder in the 1994 slayings of his former wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and Ron Goldman. And also in 92, Barack Obama married Michelle Robinson at the Trinity United Church of Christ in Chicago. So happy wedding anniversary to the first couple. This is their 20th anniversary. So happy 20th anniversary to Barack Obama, Mr. and Mrs. Barack Obama, President Barack Obama, and Mrs. Obama. Happy anniversary to you all, and I wish you many, many more. In 61, Dick Van Dyke Show premiered on CBS. In on this date in 60, the Andy Griffin Show premiered on CBS. Captain Kangaroo, oh my God, I love Captain Kangaroo. 1955, Captain Kangaroo premiered on CBS and the Mickey Mouse Club. And also, Arthur Gore Vidal was born in West Point, New York in 1941. Adolf Hitler declared in a speech in Berlin that Russia had been broken and would never rise again. And on 1863, President Abraham Lincoln declared the last Thursday in November Thanksgiving. And also on this day in 08, the House gave final congressional approval to revise $700 billion bailout of the financial industry. And President, they show a picture of President Bush signing the proper papers for that. And 2005, President George W. Bush nominated White House counsel Harriet Myers to the Supreme Court. Myers withdrew 3 weeks later. And then also on this date, in 03, a tiger attacked musician Roy Horn of the duo Siegfried and Roy during a performance in Las Vegas, leaving him partially paralyzed. And in 11, an Italian appeals court freed Amanda Knox of Seattle after 4 years in prison, talked to murder conventions against Knox and an ex-boyfriend in the stabbing of their British roommate. That was a weird case right there. Wow, it's been a year. Man, a year has gone by fast. Mom and I was talking about that the other day, how fast this year has gone by. Just amazing. But to continue on regarding the article, and it's almost time to conclude the show, so I better hurry up. We were scheduled to conclude at 7. I try to stay on schedule that I have, even though, you know, I do have the maximum of 2 hours and maybe a little extra if I have to. But every morning the show is scheduled Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays scheduled from 5:30 to 7. Tuesdays and Thursdays, just an hour. And then on Saturday nights, you know, an hour and a half to two. This past Saturday, I think we broadcast like 2.5 to 3 hours. Why do men worry about length? Even in the supposed enlightened century, men fret about penis size and especially length. So the vast majority of guys have more than enough bulk and length to perform well as lovers. There's a widespread masculine obsession that more would be better. So we get a constant flow of emails and letters from males who are worried that they are too small. And this is, we are the authors of this article. Dr. David Delvin and Christine Weber, psychotherapist, and this is at netdoctor.co.uk. And companies who advertise penis enlarging creams and pills on the internet make vast sums of money by supporting this obsession. But other than surgery, there's nothing that's clinically proven to increase penis size. Any woman reading this article may find it puzzling that so many men are concerned about the length of their penis and wish they had just a couple of inches more. But that's the way that a lot of men are. Size matters. To the average man, his penis is consciously or unconsciously one of the most important things in the whole world. At an early age, he discovers it and immediately becomes fascinated by it. But then a note of uncertainty enters his mind. Isn't mine rather small? Look at dad. Look at big brothers. Look at those in the men's changing room. And he asks himself if he would ever be as big as that. And so he goes on through life, always a tiny bit sensitive about the size of his organ, always convinced that it would be nicer if it were just that little bit longer. No matter how often it's written that penile size doesn't matter and that women are attracted to a man because of the length of his organ, many males continue to think the same way. The average female cannot understand his obsession with penile measurement. So if you're a woman, never belittle a man's penis in bed, even as a joke or say anything to indicate that you think it's small. The guy may take you seriously, and if he does, he'll be deeply hurt. We have known men who have gone on to have problems with impotence, erectile dysfunction, after someone made an unthinking remark about the dimensions. Well, almost all of these men had a perfectly normal male organ. Each one just thought he was very small compared with other guys. It is also worth noting 2 points about women. Some women really dislike the idea of a large penis and may be frightened by one that is too long. Some women are much more impressed by the thickness of a penis rather than its length. If you looked at some of the videos that I shared from YouTube, when women talked about the importance of girth, you know, and width, some women are much more impressed by the thickness of a penis rather than its length. This is because some females like the sense of feeling stretched around the entrance to the vagina. So if a guy is quite broad at the base of the penis, this can feel very exciting and satisfying to such women. But then, you know, there are size queens out there, and that's a whole other topic. Women who are size queens, if you are not a certain size, you have no chance. I don't care who you are, what you do, what's in your bank account. Some women are size queens. Yes, that's a whole other show. A question of perspective. The trouble is that every man sees his own penis in a foreshortened view. The angle at which you look down inevitably makes your penis seem shorter than it is. But when you glance at another man's organ, there's no such foreshortening effect. So very often, it'll look as though the other guy is slightly better endowed. A lifetime of comparison of this sort, and virtually every male does a quick mental check on each naked man he sees, can easily make you feel a bit inadequate. But it's important to realize the facts about penis length. Average penis length. Measuring the penis when it isn't erect is pointless, since the length and bulk are affected by various temporary factors, such as the ambient temperature. Even the largest male organ can shrink to virtually nothing if the man goes for a swim in cold water. However, at normal temperatures, a non-erect penis usually measures between 8.5 centimeters and 10.5 centimeters, 3 to 4 inches from tip to base. The average figure is about 9.5 centimeters, 3.75 inches. Of course, it's true that some men have big penises and some have smaller ones, just as some men have small feet and some have big feet. But the measurement is not, repeat not, an index of virility. But most people think that a tall man would usually have a large penis, but this is not entirely true. The distinguished American researchers Masters and Johnson measured the penile length of more than 300 men. The longest organ was 14 centimeters, 5.5 inches, in the flaccid state. It belonged to a slim man who was 5.57 tall, 107 centimeters. The shortest penis measured 6 centimeters, 2.25 inches. It belonged to a fairly heavily built man of 5'11", 180 centimeters. It's also worth pointing out that there is no correlation between penile size and race. Every size of erection. We've talked about the length of the penis in its ordinary non-erect state, but how long is it V when it's erect? Interestingly, most penises are very much the same size when erect. The man whose non-erect penis is smallest will usually achieve about 100% increase in length during sexual excitement. The man whose non-erect penis is on the larger side will probably manage about a 75% increase. So you can see that even if a man has got a small penis, he's got a built-in compensating factor that will bring him up to about the same size as the guy who appears to be better equipped in the shower room. As we've already said, the average penis is now known to be appreciably shorter than was traditionally thought. Once authorities now say that the mean length of the erect male organ is between 5.1 inches, 12.9 centimeters, and 5.9 inches, 15 centimeters. One of the most accurate and scientific pieces of research on this subject was carried out in Mexico. They have lifestyle condoms. Under the supervision of a doctor, four trained health professionals measured the erect penises of 300 men who were mostly young Americans. They found that average length was 5.877 inches, 14 to 93 centimeters, far less than the figure which had been generally quoted in the past. A review published in the British Journal of Urology in 2007 broadly confirmed this finding. Okay, now here's the topic of sex and women. Many men forget that it doesn't matter how long or how short your penis is, because the vagina will accommodate itself to virtually any length. The vagina of a woman who hasn't had a child is only 7.5 centimeters, 3 inches long, and she's not sexually excited. The figures of women who've had babies are only slightly different. Even when aroused, a woman's vagina usually extends only to a length of about 10 centimeters, about 4 inches. This means any man's penis will fill her vagina completely, unless you happen to be one of those rare guys with an erect penile length of less than 4 inches. You're probably now wondering how the average man with an erection of 6 inches manages to insert his penis into the vagina at all. But fortunately, the vagina has the most remarkably capacity for lengthening if something is introduced into it gradually. So the exception of man whose erect penis is 8 inches long can still make love to any woman, providing he excites her properly and introduces his organ very slowly. If he does this, her vagina will lengthen by 150 or 200% to accommodate him. What if I'm not happy about my penis size? If you're really worried about your penis, it's the wrong size, go and see your doctor. If you're not happy about consulting your GP on such an intimate matter, you could see one of the men who spend their entire day checking men's penises. You can find these doctors at private well man clinics, but take care. A few of these are run by quacks. NHS urology clinics, NHS sexual health, or genitourinary medicine, GUM clinics, Brook advisory clinics for those under 25. What treatments are there to increase penis size? Many companies claim they know how to enlarge your penis for a very high price. We have recently been to several medical conferences at which leading experts have spoken about penis size and penis enlargement. Their opinions on the various methods that are so widely advertised to the public can be summed up as follows. Pills or patches for increasing penis size are a complete waste of time. Penile enlargement surgery is uncertain value and sometimes dangerous. Penile enlargement exercise is probably pretty frugal. Penile suction device is probably of little use. Surgery to increase penis size. A number of private clinics now offer operations that claim to make the penis look bigger. The expense of this type of surgery is very great, and there is a risk of complications like bleeding, infection, or deformity. One surgical procedure that has been popular in the early years of the third century is slicing through the ligament that supports the penis. This makes the penis dangle more, so it looks longer when not erect, but it would make no difference to the size of your erection, and furthermore, it probably won't come up as high as it used to before the op. Another type of surgery involves injecting your own fat into your penis to make it more bulky. This may not work, and it can lead to complications. We recommend that you do not agree to undergo any surgery unless you have seen an NHS consultant urologist who feels that you really need penis enlargement surgery. Please note that a recent 2006 study with the Institute of Urology in London found that about 70% of men who undergo penis lengthening surgery were dissatisfied with the results. Penis stretchers, extenders. Some urologists are beginning to use a specially extended frame to try to stretch the penis. These stretchers are small rectangular frames that you wear on your penis for hours at a time every day. They pull your organ out to its maximum length, and the idea is that it will gradually remain longer. The devices are said to be undetectable under trousers. There have been several reports from Italy and Spain of surgeons who claim a modest degree of improvement in length from this kind of traction. We don't think these devices are some sort of miracle discovery, but one surgeon reported that a group of men achieved an average increase in length of 1.8 centimeters after using the device daily for 4 months. This is less than 3/4 inch, but for some men, this would be significant. Stretchers cost between, in pounds, 150 to 200 pounds. What treatments are there to reduce penis size? Very occasionally, a man with a big penis feels that he wants it reduced in size. This can be done, but there's quite a risk that the operation might go wrong. This is what I was talking about at the beginning of the show. Again, we advise you do not have the operations unless an NHS consultant, urologist, has said it's necessary. This will be very rare. And other people, okay, and there's other topics, other articles here at netdoctor.com that you might be interested in called Penis Size Enlargement Surgery, the Penis, Penile, Prosthesis, Premature Ejaculation, and Spots on the Penis. Those are other articles that are related to this article. But, this is, again, this is not a topic to, you know, we giggle and talk about stuff like that, but it's a serious issue for men and also for their significant others in their lives, you know, same-sex partners or heterosexual partners, period. This is a very important situation and a topic, even though many people do, you know, giggle about it. And like they said in this article, you know, don't laugh at your mates if they're too small or they're too big. I posted an article on the same website. This guy who was a virgin with a size 11-inch penis, he doesn't like being made fun of because of his large penis. So, you know, it's on both ends of the spectrum, you know. So just like with me, one while I needed to gain weight, and now I need to lose weight. So, you know, there are people on both ends who are like, oh, you need to gain some weight. You know, people on the other end, you know. But people go through those, people don't have to be made fun of. They're too big or too small. But you are probably wondering if I ever experienced or seen a small penis, and I have. Yes, I'm not gonna, you know, I don't really kiss and tell, so I definitely won't kiss and tell on that. Also, and it's not the issue of people. You know, sometimes you just know. So, I mean, but my male friends would say that I might not have the. I mean, just recently. Ridge Ruffnick had posed a question in his Facebook group about myths among people of different races. And I was like, well, is it a myth that black guys are the ones that are well endowed? You know, is that a myth? Is it fact? Or what is it? And, you know, and he's like, well, I might not have the limb, but I have the girth. So that was an admission of Ridge Ruffnick. And mind you, Ridge Ruffnick and I are not We're longtime friends. We've never been had an intimate relationship with one another. We're just longtime good BFFs. So sometimes by knowing people's sizes, it's not because I know personally from real experience, but people tend to share information, and people will show you too. You know, just like, you don't believe me? I'll show you. But you know, that's an issue right there, and you know. And I guess some of you guys might say, well, you know, and then to ask you guys, a lot of male friends say, well, I'm a butt guy or I'm a booby guy. You know, like, bra size matters to some people. So you definitely matter to us women sometimes. Bra size or plastic surgery, boob jobs wouldn't be so popular. And then there are guys that are booby guys, there are guys that are butt guys, and, you know, is guys that are just, you know, face guys, as long as you're pretty, you know. So we're going to talk about those topics, too, in the near future. Like, we're talking about the size matter, does bra size matter? You know what? Let's talk about that next week. Does bra size matter? You know, does bra size matter? And we'll talk about other things also. But, you know, good, serious topics, but, you know, topics that we can have fun with also. So that's amazing right there. But, again, the fair kicks off today. Also tonight here in Ridgeland, in the Jackson, Chicago area, my GOP friends, there's an event at Burgers and Blues. The debate watch party will be happening on County Line Road. And also the Mississippi Republic. Annie would like everyone to know that we're still in need for volunteers. Those of you that are interested in volunteering at the Mississippi Republican Party booth, it's going to be at the Trademark because I've received my details for my volunteer duties, which begin on tomorrow. So if you're at the fair during lunch hour, come say hi to those of us at the Mississippi Republican Party booth in the Trademark. So, because, you know, from 11 to 1, you get free parking and free admission. So those of you that especially work near downtown and near the fairgrounds and spend your lunch hour, because tomorrow should be a beautiful day also to, you know, walk around and eat your lunch during your lunch break. But definitely come into the vendor in the booth area that will be located in the Trademark Center. And so I'm volunteering a few days while the fair is here. But you can stop by and say hi on Thursday. I'll be there in the early part of the day during your lunch hour time. Again, Annie, with those of you that are interested in volunteering, notify Annie at the Mississippi Republican Party. You can like the Mississippi Republican Party. And then also, if you're in the Madison County area or close to Madison like I am, if you want to become a member of the Madison County GOP Facebook group, please do, because that's where a lot of information is shared in regards to campaign efforts, you know, regarding locally and regarding the presidential election also. But tonight should be a fun night for those of us that really care and want to know what's going on with the president and also with Mitt Romney. Also, you know, yeah. So I'm not hesitating, but there's some more news I want to talk about. Oh, yes. We're going to talk about this tomorrow, too. Do you want to hear about Nicki Minaj cursing out Mariah Carey during American Idol auditions in Charlotte, North Carolina? TMZ broke the story. Late last night when I woke up, I received an email from the Hollywood Life, and I seen the story where Nicki Minaj cusses out Mariah Carey, and they had to stop filming. So you all check out TMZ, and I have the story posted on my social networking sites via Hollywood Life regarding Nicki Minaj cussing out Mariah Carey. In an article, they state that Mariah Carey was referring to Nicki as a bitch and as the B word, and Nicki had enough, and then she just went ballistic. And I seen a snippet of the TMZ video on World News Now this morning. And Keith Urban was, like, sitting in the middle of both of them. So we're going to be talking, and that's entertainment news. We're going to be talking entertainment lifestyle news on tomorrow and recapping the debate and just talking about, you know, different news stories and so on. And you know what, another topic, and also sharing etiquette tips, the importance of etiquette. That would be the topic of etiquette, just proper, you know, basic eating tips and just basic etiquette tips. We're just going to talk about basic etiquette tips and courtesy tips, okay? So I thank you so much for spending time with us this morning. Thank you to Belinda Bostic of Slumber Parties by Belinda Bostic. Thank you to one of my fun Facebook friends who I love to network with, Leonard Earl Fells. He's a fun Facebook friend. I have fun with my Facebook friends. You know, every once in a while, you know, there's a cyber bully or a stalker, but those few rotten apples, they don't match up to my real friends. It's keeping it real, you know, on Facebook. My real life friends and my friends on Facebook, amazing. So I'm looking forward to more of you calling in. And remember, on October the 15th, Monday, this has been a long time. I've been waiting for this interview to be confirmed forever. And my God, Nia Thakarsh, successful Chicago-based real estate investor and entrepreneur, and also he's a big proponent in the anti-piracy, and a big proponent in he's an anti-piracy advocate, and he's not going to talk about the anti-piracy work that he does. He's going to say that he's going to come back after we talk on the 15th. He's going to come back with the CEO of a company that is a proponent to anti-piracy. So I know a lot of my friends in music and entertainment industry, and plus those of you in the fashion industry, you know, it's important. Piracy is very is a threat to the fashion industry also. So it's very important for you all to listen to the talk that will happen on October the 15th with Nia Thakarsh. And friend him on Facebook and friend him on LinkedIn and also follow him on Twitter at Neil_T. And he spells his name Neil_T, okay? So it's going to be an awesome, awesome, awesome talk. You are definitely, those of you that are, most of us are interested in real estate, the ins and outs and the do's and don'ts of real estate investing. We're either selling or buying or flipping something. So if you prepare your questions. Network with him. Check out his photo albums of the projects that he and his team have worked on, because he is coming and he is not going to hold back. I can feel it. I know it. I just can't wait. So that's going to be a fun, informative show. And he's a big sports fan also. He's in Chicago. So you Chicago Bulls fans and Bears fans, he supports his hometown teams like it ain't nothing. You better believe it. So it should be an interesting talk. Because, you know, wow. But, again, thank you for your support. And remember, guys and ladies, friend Belinda Bostic, check out her website. Follow me at Pinterest.com/KULTRESHOKBETH. I like my Culture Shock Entertainment Reports fan page. Okay? And you know, if you need to search it. KULTRESHOKENTREPORTZ. And what's up to Ebony Empress? She should be in America by now. She'll be visiting Miami for a week. And I don't know. I tried to check out her show yesterday, but I guess she didn't prepare to come to America, or I just missed it. But she had shared with us on Saturday night when she called the show that she would be broadcasting from Miami Thursday and Tuesday, and then returning back to the UK on next week, like next Wednesday. But welcome to America, my friend. But again, thank you all for your support and much love. So you might hear my voice one more time, but if not, God bless. It's been a blast. Have a happy hump day and much love to you and yours. Here's Dread Days. I tattoo.
I've been waiting. moment. Let me kiss your face a thousand times. Let me hold your waist. Your eyes will climb to ecstasy. You're right next to me. You know we flex so sexily. When your body just uncool on me bed sheets, short bed sheets. Please let me retreat on me bed sheets, it on bed sheets. Ah, my love, say that is so sweet.
You are my king, come on and take me. I've been waiting for so long for someone. I need love.
I'm Julie Bowen, asking you to walk with me in March for Babies. Too many children in our country are being born prematurely or with birth defects. They have to fight to survive every day, but you can make a difference. Your steps in March for Babies can help them take their first steps. Visit marchforbabies.org to start your team and raise money to ensure that babies are born healthy. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
Hola, soy Thalía. Muchos de ustedes me conocen como actriz, cantante, artista, pero mi papel más importante es el de ser mamá. March of Dimes me ayudó con excelente información durante mi embarazo. Mi bebé nació sana y a término, como debe ser para todos los bebés. Por eso apoyo a March of Dimes y su caminata anual, La Marcha por los Bebés. Únase y participe en La Marcha por los Bebés. Visite nacersano.org.
Me, I started smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. Then at 28, I tried to go cold turkey, and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke. Right until I met up with the guys. But I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, there were more than a few. I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempt, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker. My only advice is to never, ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitterinyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you at quitterinyou.org.
Important PSAs. Remember, send me your PSAs if you have quality PSAs that you love to broadcast, like folks love for me to play. I definitely would. I do my part in supporting your community efforts. Email me at my information is right here on my blogtalkradio.com profile, or you can email me at cultureshockentertainment@yahoo.com. KULTRESHOKENTERTAINMENT@yahoo.com. And also be sure to send your media kits. That's a nonprofit organization. I'm also artists and business professionals. Send your media kits to me also. If you would like me to mention your product, and or if you would like to be a guest or a guest co-host with me out here at Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, near 100K views right now. It's just amazing. And right at 15,000 listens, I can give you my stats. Amazing stats. I'm really thankful and grateful, and thank you all for your support and being very interactive with me. And looking forward to you becoming more interactive with me. This is fall. It's the holiday season. And, you know, let's do what we do, effectively network with one another. My apologies if my voice has been sounding kind of funny to you. My mouth has been bothering me, my throat. I need to see my dentist. You know, I spent time with my doctor, and I have an annual coming up in November, but I need to see my dentist, too, like ASAP. So big shout-out to Dr. Grinaldi and Big D. So if you all would like, man, I hear something in her voice. The voice doesn't sound right. Because my voice, I need to see my dentist. So my doctor, my mouth, my throat. I need to have dental surgery, like, ASAP. So that's what's happening with me. Other than that, I'm taking care of myself, exercising, doing, you know, changing the way I eat and so on, and portion control, what's been really important. So, you know, I'm looking forward to my annual in November, as long as I follow my doctor's advice and do things that I know, right? So a big shout-out to my fellow friends and those of you who coach me and advise me, and those who like my advice also. You know, it's all give and take, so it's been fun, and thank you for listening, and look forward to chatting with you on tomorrow also. You know, call in and share your thoughts, Democrat, Republican, Independent, or whatever, regarding what your thoughts regarding, as long as it's a civil conversation, regarding your thoughts regarding the debate tonight, and also entertainment and lifestyle news stories, and also on the topic of etiquette, the importance of proper etiquette, just basic proper etiquette. Because, you know, we can get into the advanced importance, the importance of advanced etiquette, but there's, like, basic courtesies that we all should know and practice in regards to eating in or out and just the way we carry ourselves in public, you know, of those of us all ages. But, and Friday, of course, we're talking sports, and we'll continue profiling the NFL coaches, and we're going to talk about the MLB also. So, you know, it should be fun. But again, thank you. You've been listening to Matters of the Heart Wednesday, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth. I thank Belinda Bostic, for the intimacy advisor based in Houston, Texas, for calling us. It's always fun when she calls in. And thank you to my Facebook friend, Leonard Earl Sales of San Francisco, for calling in and sharing with us some of his experience and sharing advice also to the listeners. It's been a blast. Here is, let's see, I want to play Six Dream Woody of the Purple Rain cover. I want to play that Purple Rain cover for you. So shout out to my friend on SoundCloud. I have the name of the artist for you guys next broadcast, okay? But I love it. Let's end it with Purple Rain. It's a cover tune now.